This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched multiple development projects in Bihar and West Bengal worth over 12,600 crore rupees. Addressing a rally at Motihari in Bihar yesterday, the Prime Minister said that his government is working on development of eastern region on the same line of development of western parts of the country. He said, without development of the eastern parts, India can't become a developed country. Mr. Modi said the centre and the state government is going ahead hand in hand for development of Bihar.
बिहार के पास न सामर्थ्य की कमी है और न ही संसाधन की आज बिहार के संसाधन बिहार की प्रगति का माध्यम बन रहे हैं आप देखिए एनडीए सरकार के प्रयासों के बाद से ही मखाना की कीमतें कितनी बढ़ी हैं क्योंकि हमने यहां के मखाना किसानों को बड़े बाजार से जोड़ा अभी ऐसे कितने ही उत्पाद और हैं जो बिहार के किसानों को बिहार के युवाओं को दुनिया भर के मार्केट से जोड़ेंगे
Earlier he laid the foundation stone inaugurated and dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth over 7200 crore rupees In West Bengal, the Prime Minister laid the foundation stone, inaugurated and dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth over 5,400 crore rupees at Durgapur in West Bengal. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that all political parties are on board over the issue of the impeachment of Justice Yashwant Verma. A huge pile of cash was recovered from the residence of Justice Verma in New Delhi. Mr. Rijiju said this in an interview with a news agency. He added that he has spoken to all the senior leaders of different political parties about the issue. The minister said he will also get in touch with some of the single MP parties because the government does not want to leave out any member so that it becomes a unified stand of the parliament. Union Minister of Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnaw and Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis jointly inaugurated the first campus of the Indian Institute of Creative Technology, IICT, at the NFTC complex in Mumbai yesterday. Mr. Vaishnaw announced that the IICT will offer advanced industry-aligned training in VFX, post-production, XR, gaming and animation in collaboration with global tech giants like Google, Meta, Microsoft and Apple. The Union Minister and the Chief Minister presided over the MOU exchange between Prasar Bharati and the Maharashtra Film, Stage and Cultural Development Corporation Limited to establish a film and TV media hub promoting innovation and global competitiveness. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the government is making all-out efforts to take sports to every village of the country. He said that is after honouring Indian contingent of 21st World Police and Fire Games in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Shah said a lot of importance has been given to sports in the last 10 years and the budget of sports increased by 5 times. The minister said the government is preparing for the 2036 Olympics by giving assistance of 50,000 per month to about 3,000 players. He expressed confidence that India will be among the top 5 medal-winning countries in the 2036 Olympics. The European Union has reached an agreement on an 18 sanctions package against Russia over its conflict in Ukraine targeting the banking, energy and military industrial sectors. It also includes a new dynamic oil price cap aimed at delivering further blows to Russia's oil and energy industry. President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, claimed the sanctions will strike at the heart of Russia's war machine and will remain in place until the end of the ongoing conflict. The sanctions package also includes a ban on transactions related to Russia's Nord Stream gas pipelines and additional restrictions on Russia's financial sector. The Indian Meteorological Department has issued a red alert over Kerala today due to extremely heavy rainfall. IMD has also issued orange alert over Rajasthan, West Madhya Pradesh, Assam, Tamil Nadu, South Karnataka today. The weather agency has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall to continue over Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan during the next 2 days. India kicked off their Badminton Asia Junior Mixed Teams Championships campaign in style as it thrashed Sri Lanka 110-69 in their Group D clash in Indonesia yesterday. The mixed doubles combination of Vishnu Kode and Rishika Yu began India's march with an 11-5 win over Kenneth Aragoda and Isuriya Thanayake in the relay point system where a team had to bat 110 points to win the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.